Bach wrote hundreds of sacred cantatas for voices and orchestra on liturgical texts. One season in Bach's life reveals some of the cantatas he thought could stand the test of time. WRTI's Susan Lewis.
In the mid-1720s, Bach composed an enormous amount of music for church services in Leipzig, including an entire cantata each week. By 1734 and 35, he was repeating selected works. Matthew Glandorf is artistic director of Choral Arts Philadelphia.
The thing that struck me about 34-35, he's clearly picking works that he felt were worthy of reperformance, and that's something that was a little unusual for the time.
Bach's versatile, creative, and practical approach is also apparent as he adapted works to the musicians he had on hand. Temple University music professor Stephen Zone.
So Cantata 82 for oboe becomes a piece for flute and soprano when he redoes it, and that changes the character of the piece.
Bach would mirror the message of the day's scripture using his language of notes, dynamics, rhythms, and the relationship between instruments and musical lines. He was not, says Glandorf, trying to show off his brilliance, but was instead reaching out.
He's trying to say, this is the human condition. These are the things that are going to challenge you in life, and I'm going to write about that in a way that you can connect with. The richness and the variety of these compositions is just astonishing.
During that 34-35 season, in addition to all his other duties, Bach also composed for and arranged public concerts and wrote his Christmas oratorio.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.